In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the continuation of Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 1. We are on page 9. In the middle of the page, volume 20, 12, 22, 26. So Jesus says, "And you, so when you, Louisa, occupy yourself with my divine fiat, if you speak, if you make your rounds in the divine will, you put us, Triune God, in feast. Because we, Triune God, feel that it is the one, Louisa, who belongs to us." Okay, so this is what's so great. Just listen to this again. When you, Louisa, when you occupy yourself with my divine fiat. So what Jesus is saying to us through Louisa is this is what he wants as well. He wants us to begin to also occupy ourselves with God's divine fiat. He says, when you speak and when you make your rounds. So he's saying this is important. Every day, pray your rounds. And again, you will learn so much as you pray your rounds. As you, not speed through it, but as you read each word, what will happen is you will begin to enter into this gift. See, each word Jesus spoke to Louisa, and that's what the rounds are. The rounds are everything is found that are found in the rounds that are produced, basically, are found in the Book of Heaven. There's nothing outside the Book of Heaven. So he says, when you make your rounds in the divine will, it's not go around in the divine will, but make your rounds in the divine will. Every day, you put us, Triune God, feel that it is the one, Louisa. And then those linked to Louisa, that's us, who belong to us. And then we feel that it is our daughter, Louisa, that speaks, and her children that speaks, that makes their rounds, that works in the field of our divine will. So as you make your round in the divine will, Jesus is saying to us, he says, you're in the field, you're in this era of the divine will. You are doing what God does. And he says, this is what I've been waiting for. This is why I created Adam. And again, there is a big difference between being a saint, Jesus says, doing the will of God, and a saint living in the will of God. You know, you have to understand that our God is asking us, he's pleading with us to enter into this abundant life. And he says, and for one's own children, doors are left open. Now he's saying this, he's talking about Louisa, but he's also talking about us. For God's children, the doors of heaven are left open. Do you see what's happening is the Lord is saying to us, I really want you to enter into this gift. I really want you to participate in this gift. No apartment is closed for them. And that's another part of making your rounds. He says, go to apartment and apartment in the kingdom. Go to room in the kingdom. Learn to see, hear, smell, touch, and taste all the I love yous of God. He says, I want your senses to become divine senses. And that's, he says, that's why I made humans to have senses, so that they could experience God, sensually experience God with their eyes. And we do this as Catholics. We see Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread is Jesus Christ, is God, adored to be worshipped. And that's why we spend time, hopefully every day, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God, entering into this gift. One of the best ways of entering into this gift is through the acts, A-C-T-S. So for that 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes, adoring Jesus. I adore you. Why do I adore you? For what you have done, of who you are, of what you have given to your church. And then the next part is, the next 15 minutes is contrite. I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry for the sins of the world. And in the name of everyone and everything, Lord, I'm on my knees telling you I am so sorry for what we have done. And we make a firm purpose of amendment with a firm resolution not to sin again. See, what's happening is you, Jesus is hearing all of mankind through your voice. Because the church already says, if you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you represent all mankind. And then the third part is thanking God. You know, AC, adore, contrite, thanking God. For the next 15 minutes, you thank God. You thank God for His sacraments. You thank God for the sacramentals. You thank God for Holy Mother Church. You thank God for the Vicar of Christ. You thank God for the Mother of God, Theotokos. You thank God for Louisa. You thank God for this gift of the divine will. You enter into this thanking God. And then finally, the last 15 minutes is supplication. You praise God. You praise God by saying, these are my petitions. Lord, may your kingdom come on earth. Hurry, Lord, hurry. May your kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven, in me as it is in heaven. I beg you, Lord, please hurry. And then the last part is not praying for what you want, but for what God wants. And that's where the Echo Book comes in. The Echo Book is so powerful because it's all the prayers of Louisa. And you echo what Jesus taught Louisa. Don't have your own prayers. I mean, God bless you. I mean, God will say, okay, I'll do whatever you ask. But he says, how much more? He says, how much more will I give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And that's what the divine will is. The divine will is this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is saying very clearly, for one's old children, the doors are left open. The apartment, no apartment is closed for them. See, God wants us to make our rounds in the divine will. And that is to echo what Jesus taught Louisa. He says, because what belongs to the Father belongs to the children. And in the children is placed the hope of the long generation of the Father. The hope. See, the reason for the divine will is that the human generations be restored. That mankind come back to God. That we stop living in our human will. That we use our free will to choose to live in the divine will. No longer in our human will. And again, what is the human will? It's what we say when we go to confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I am sorry for this. I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to live in my human will any longer. I want to now live in the divine will, which you, Jesus, want us to live in. This is what you taught Louisa, and this is what I want as well. May your kingdom come soon, Lord, soon. That's what Jesus is looking for. In the same way, in you, Louisa, and your children, hopefully that's us, I have placed the hope of the long generation of the children of my eternal fiat. This is what God is looking for. This is what God wants. He wants this to happen in such a way that everything is going to be restored. All mankind is going to be restored. How great is this, that our God has predestined us to live at this time. To what? In you I have placed the hope of the long generation, the return of the children of God back to God, to go back to the origin, to go back to the womb of the Father. These are the children of my eternal fiat. This is what God is looking for. He's saying to us, are you willing to be part of this abundant life? Are you willing to begin to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, which is found in Louisa? Now, who shall be able to resist the light of my eternal fiat? Listen to this. This is what the Book of Heaven is all about. Who is able to resist the light of my eternal fiat? As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, everything changes for you. Everything changes for you. Everything changes for the world. Everything changes for your family, your friends, your neighbors. Everything changes. Everything changes in the church. What does Jesus say? He says these books, these writings of Louisa, are going to be as an abundant light for my church, that will renew the church, which the church needs, as you can see at this point. Renew the church, transform these souls, and spiritualize and divinize these souls who are reading the Book of Heaven. That's what God is offering to us. And as you read, and this is the thing, as you read, everything changes. Everything changes. You're no longer the same. He says, who can resist this divine light that's found in the Book of Heaven? See, when Jesus speaks, he says, these words from the Word of God have divine lives. Each word is a divine life. Why? Jesus spoke it. As you read it, as your eyes read it, as your ears hear it, what happens is this light of God, this life of God, this love of God enters into the soul. Who can resist my eternal fiat? See, all that is necessary is that we read. And there are many people who say they love the divine will. Well, I'm interested in the divine will, but they're not reading. God bless them. God bless them. That light is not there for them. It's for those that venerate these books. That's what Jesus says. The venerable people will be spiritualized and divinized. That's what does that mean? It means we're recognizing what this book is. Jesus gave the title to this book. Jesus gave this title, the Book of Heaven, the return of the order and the place and the purpose for which the creature was created. God gave this title to this book. Louisa didn't give this title to it. Jesus says it's the only book that will transform our soul. There's no other book like this on the face of the earth. The libraries are filled with books, Jesus says. This book will transform a soul. I know this to be true. I know this to be true. Listen to me. I know this to be true. You read this, you study this, you put this into practice, and everything changes for you. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. He calls this the Book of Heaven. Jesus says this, all the knowledges in the Book of Heaven shall be more rays of light of my holy divine will that shall beat down on the surface of the earth and shall penetrate into the hearts and shall bring the good that this divine light of my divine will contains and can do. That's why he keeps on saying to Louisa, let me do this. And all that he asks of us is that we say, fiat, let it be done as you say. Once that's said, then you spend your time alone with Jesus. You read, you study, you put this into practice. Remember what Jesus says. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths. He will remind you of everything that I have said. Read volume 17, May 4th, 1925, and tell me what it says. You tell me what it says. What Jesus taught Louisa. Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Read it. And let Jesus show you what this means. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. A glorious new time for mankind. And who is he giving it to? He's given it to us, his little children. He says, however, these rays must have their sphere from which to start, and they must be centered in one single point and from which to arise in order to form the dawn, form the day, form the afternoon, and form the sunset within the hearts to then rise again and begin all over again. He says, it's got to start from one place, Louisa. The sphere, the single point, is you, Louisa Picaretta. Those are the words of Jesus. when I hear somebody says, "Well, I live in the divine will. Oh, I don't need Louisa." Well, God bless you. You're living a fantasy. What does Jesus say? He says, listen to this. He says, these rays must have their sphere from which to start. They must be centered in one single point from which to arise in order to reform the dawn, the day, the afternoon, the sunset within hearts, and then rise again. This sphere, this single point, is Louisa Picaretta. Do you see why the church wants these writings out? We are living in a most difficult time. And Jesus gives us the means to get through this most difficult time. That is with the Book of Heaven. It shows you the way and the how this is going to happen. How this is going to happen. That the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. That the evil one is going to be totally and completely defeated. So what happens? Louisa dies. 40 days after Louisa dies, March 4th, 1947, Our Lady appears to Bruno in Rome. Now remember, when Jesus rose from the dead 40 days later, he ascended into heaven with Louisa. 40 days after she died, Our Lady descends to earth. And what is the main message she sends to Bruno? Bruno, she says, time has now come to an end. Why has time come to an end? Does that sound like anything familiar? When Our Lady said to Father Gobi in 1997, she said, everything's completed. Why is it completed? Well, in 1996, on February 2nd, the writings of Louisa left the Vatican and went to Corrado, Italy. Then from Corrado, they went to Trani to the Archbishop, Archbishop Cassati. Everything was completed. Now, the book is on earth. The book has been opened. The book has been given to the world. What happened in 1947 when Our Lady says, time has now come to an end? The new era has begun with Louisa. It's begun. The dawn has happened. Why do you think DVD, Dawn of a Mystery, came out? The dawn of a mystery. Louisa Picaretta. Why do you think the Vatican 2 years ago came out with the S-U-N of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta? Again, Jesus says, if you know when the wind is coming from the south, it's going to be warm. When you see the buds on the tree blooming, you know that summer is near. Why can't you understand the times you're living in? The new era has begun with Louisa. She is the firstborn. She is the newborn. And Jesus is saying to us, would you willing to be one of the little children of the Holy Divine Will linked to Louisa? And when we say yes, then Jesus says, good. Now read it. Read how I want you to do this. He says, I was going to teach Adam how to do this, but Adam fell. Adam could not speak to his children. He was deaf, dumb, and blind, spiritually speaking. So I gave it to you, Louisa. You put it down on paper for 64 years. Now this book is given to the world. They can read it as much as they want or as little as they want. You can receive 30, 60, or 100-fold, whatever you want. So Jesus says very, very clearly, he says, this is why I always repeat to you, be attentive, so that not one of my knowledges found in the Book of Heaven may be lost. And that's what he says to us as well. Be attentive. Read this. Study this. Put this into practice. Begin to live this abundant life. Don't lose a word. Again, these are Jesus' words. This is why I always repeat to you, be attentive. Now read the Be Attentive book. It's very powerful. This is what Jesus wants. When you read, you must know, he says, you have to know the one who lives in the divine will, Louisa Picaretta. When you read Be Attentive book, Jesus says, I'm going to teach you the how and the why the divine will is going to reign. It's going to be if you're attentive. So that's what God is looking for. He's looking for us to give our fiat. That's what he's looking for. And when we give our fiat, everything is going to change. So he says this. I mean, this is so great. He says, you would cause a ray, without one of my knowledges, a ray to be lost from within your sphere, Louisa. You cannot even comprehend all the good this one ray contains. Because each ray, these are the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa, contain its own specialty of good, of the good, of the divine, that it must do to the children of my most holy divine will. See, again, going back to that drop of water that the priest puts in the cup filled with wine, what does Jesus say? May we share in the divinity of Christ. That's why, again, 2 years ago, the book came out, Call to Be Children of God, what it means to be divinized. Everything is at hand. You have to understand this. You have to live with the words of Our Lady of Revelation. The approved apparition in Rome, Italy, by the Pope himself. The Pope heard about this even before Bruno knew about it. This is Pope Pius XII. He knew about it beforehand. Read how he knew about this. And when it was presented to him, he said, yes, I know. What does Our Lady say? These are the words that have to echo in your heart. And again, it's not words of doom and gloom. Time has now come to an end. And what does she say? My children, she says, are going to live in eternity. The beatific vision. The children of the evil one are going to live in time and in space. Forever, never entering into the beatific vision. Why is that now time come to an end? 40 days after Louisa died, you have to remember this. It was 40 days of mourning, if you want to say, of Louisa. But then what happens, Our Lady says, a new beginning has happened. With Louisa in heaven. Well, what did Jesus say to Louisa? This is so amazing. He says to Louisa, I bring you to heaven so that you will accomplish everything that a human could possibly do. Okay? And then you will return to earth, and the earth will shake. You know, Scripture talks about this violent earth shaking that's going to happen. It's Louisa. And then what's going to happen? He says, then people will begin, as they see you, Louisa, then they will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. A human living in the divine will. A person born of original sin living in the divine will. On earth as the saints possess it in heaven. A new era has begun. And Jesus is asking us to be the firstborn with Louisa. The newborn, Louisa Picaretta. What a glorious time. This book of heaven is not for everybody. This book of heaven is for the little ones, the nothings. As Father Bucci says, to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. By being little, insignificant, and hidden, God will give you this book. If you're trying to make money off of it, if you're trying to get fame and fortune, the divine will is not for you. This is what Jesus says. Listen to what Jesus says. He says this over and over and over again. He says, don't lose one truth. Don't lose one knowledge of what I'm going to teach you in the book of heaven. He says, it's going to contain a race of such good that it must. See, the must is very important. Jesus says, remember when Jesus was lost and they found him in the temple, and Our Lady said to Jesus when they found him, why did you do this to me, your father and me? Why did you do this? And Jesus says, did you not know I must be in my Father's house? See, that must is, it's essential. It's not I'm hoping, it has to happen. And the same thing when they said, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ, and Jesus says, the Son of Man must be rejected, must be crucified, must die, and rise again. See, this must isn't just a hope. Jesus says, this good, this light, this life, this love of the divine will must be centered in my children. He says this very, very clearly. The children of my divine will, it must reign in them and bring about such a goodness that the world changes. This is what God's waiting for. You have to understand, this is more than being good and holy and saintly. That's what was given to the saints for the last 2,000 years. Now Jesus wants us to share in his divinity. It's the life that Adam had before the fall. It's the life that Jesus lived. It's the life that Mary lived. The saints did the will of God, which means they had a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary. No one lived the true life of Jesus or the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, until Louisa. Louisa is the only one that possessed that. So he says to Louisa, Louisa, if you did not put down on paper every truth, every one of these knowledges of the book of heaven, you would deprive me of the glory of that good for my children. That's you and me. And you would deprive yourself also of the glory of spreading one more divine ray of light from within you, Louisa, from your. What's doing with Louisa? He wants to do that in us. He wants to begin a new era in us. How magnificent is this? Volume 21, 9, 27. Then Jesus added, my daughter Louisa, you cannot comprehend what I, God, feel for you, Louisa. I feel divine joys. I feel divine happiness because I feel, because I find in you, Louisa, the first fruits of the kingdom of my most holy divine will. Within you, Louisa Picaretta, I find my kingdom. I find the delights of the early fruits, the first fruits of the music. Listen to this. That only the creatures who live in my divine will can produce. That's the music in heaven. Because Louisa takes all of our notes that are in our most holy divine will, and Louisa makes them her own, and Louisa forms the most beautiful music in my kingdom on earth as the saint angels and saints in heaven. Do you see what's happening here? You're beginning to hear the music of heaven on earth because of Louisa. We begin to hear the music on earth because of Louisa, and then we begin to participate in this music. Why do you think the little children of the Holy Divine Will are happy? It's because they're better than anybody else? No. They're participating in this music. It's heavenly music. Heavenly delight. And Jesus says, and how I, God, delight in listening to this music found in Louisa. And, how I, God, delight in listening to the children of Louisa, the music with it, which was within them. I, God, find the first fruits of divine order. I, God, find the first fruits of true divine love that my holy divine will has conceded to Louisa. I, God, find the first fruits of divine beauty that enraptures me so much that I, God, cannot detach my gaze from Louisa and her children. So I, God, find all of your acts as the first acts that no one before you has ever given to me, God. Adam didn't give this to God. Adam couldn't give this to God. Because God saved this for Louisa to do. I find the first fruits of divine order, the first fruits of true love, first fruits conceded to Louisa. I find the first fruits of divine beauty in Louisa that enraptures me, God, so much that I can't detach Louisa from my gaze. So I find all of your acts, Louisa, as first acts that no soul before you has ever given to me. You see why the Vatican wants these writings out? They have read these writings. And every priest that has read all these writings have said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you've given me this opportunity to read these, to study these, to put these into practice. The first fruits, Jesus says, are always the things that are like the most, that attract, they are enjoyed the most. And if other similar things come after the first fruits, it is by virtue of the prime act that other similar acts could be formed, so that all the glory is of the prime act of God. Do you see why we're going to be in God's image and likeness? Therefore, listen to this. You shall always have the first fruits in the kingdom of the divine fiat. And there shall be nothing done in the kingdom of the divine fiat that shall not start from your prime act, Louisa. Wow. I've never read this in the lives of the saints. Jesus loved the saints. But look what he's saying about Louisa. And he's saying, what I have given to her, I am so happy about this that I want to give it to her little children as well, so that they can participate in everything that I gave to Louisa. That's us. This is the most magnificent gift in the world. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. Jesus says this, so all shall be turned toward you, Louisa. To you, Louisa, the beginning of divine glory. Therefore, I, God, want everything to begin from you, Louisa, in order to form my supreme kingdom. This is why Father Bucci says, put a picture of Louisa at your entrance of your house. Put a picture of Louisa in your home. Get a statue of Louisa, and that's what we're working on. A statue of Louisa in your home. She is the center of the divine will. Jesus says, everything's going to be turned toward you, Louisa. You, Louisa, are the beginning of divine glory. I want everything to begin from you, Louisa, in order to form my supreme kingdom. And those people that say, I don't need Louisa, I have the divine will. Foolish people. Foolish people. Who do you think you are? This is Louisa's gift. This is Louisa's gift. And what Jesus is looking for, he's looking for the spiritual DNA of Louisa in you. How much do you love Jesus like Louisa? How much are you obedient to Jesus like Louisa? How do you pray to God the way Jesus taught Louisa? Not your own prayers. Where is Louisa? Where is Louisa in your life? That's what Jesus is waiting for. Why? Not because of Louisa, but because the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary are found in Louisa. This is how you're going to do it. Through Louisa. Again, God has such great plans for his children. And all he's asking is that we go to Louisa. Volume 21, 3:16-27. Now, so that these re-tyings. I like that. If you think of our Lady, the untier of knots. And now it's retying that my holy humanity formed between the kingdom of my divine will and creatures might have validity, might have life, and might have recognition. It was necessary that I, God, choose one human born of original sin, one creature who being entrusted with a special office of making known this kingdom of my divine will would bind to herself all these retyings that my most holy divine will had formed in my holy humanity, receiving the divine power to transmit these retyings of my kingdom to the other souls born of original sin. See, what's happening is God is repairing and redoing. He's done everything. And now he's saying to us, would you be willing to do this as well? What I taught Louisa, would you be willing to do this as well? This is why I, God, remain in the depth of your soul, Louisa. I maintain the life of my supreme fiat in your soul, Louisa, to bind these retyings and to lay its kingdom in them. So therefore, I, God, speak to you, Louisa, so much about the divine will that I have not done with anyone else until now. So when you say, well, what did St., you know, Thomas Aquinas say about the divine will? He just said nothing. What did, you know, St. Louis de Montfort said about the divine will? He said nothing. Well, then why is it important? Because now is the time that Jesus is saying this. He didn't say anything about divine mercy until Faustina. He didn't say anything about the Sacred Heart of Jesus until St. John Eudes. And then St. Margaret Mary. There is a time, and that's why Our Lady appeared 40 days after Louisa's death. What does she say? Time has now come to an end. A new beginning has begun. See, it's not doom and gloom. This is glorious. See, what has come to an end? Time and space. What does that mean? No, the time of the kingdom of the devil is over. Now we're going to enter into the beatific vision. On earth, as the saints possess it in heaven. So there will be no difference between heaven and earth. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. 2,000 years of praying, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, has occurred. How? Through Louisa. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to begin to live this life. I'm going to show you the way and the how this is done. Go to your room, close the door, and read. That's why the Benedictine Oblates of the Third Order promised Jesus, I will read every day at least the minimum of a half an hour. Jesus is really, really being very clear with us. He has not spoken this to anyone until now. Therefore, be attentive. What does that mean? Read. Because this is about the greatest thing that God can do. It is to restore the order of creation between God and man, the creator and the creature. This is why I, God, have chosen you, Louisa Picaretta, my daughter, from their same stock, not only to manifest to you the knowledges, the goods, the prodigies of this fiat, but so that by living in the divine will, with your universal acts, the Catholic acts, you might incline my holy divine will to come and reign again in the midst of creatures as in the beginning of creation. As when I created Adam in paradise. Do you see why time has now come to an end? This is glorious. Therefore, to you, Louisa Picaretta, it is given to unite everyone. Is Louisa in your house? Louisa will unite your family. Don't worry about this. Louisa will unite your community. Louisa will unite your parish. Louisa will unite your nations. Louisa will unite the world. It is to you, it is given to unite everyone, to embrace everyone, so that finding everyone and everything in you, Luisa Picaretta, just as everything is found in my most holy divine will, you, Luisa, a human being, may place harmony among them and may exchange the kiss of peace between heaven and earth, and my kingdom shall be restored in the midst of creatures. You see what God is calling Luisa to do. And he's saying to us, would you be willing to work with Luisa as well? And when we say yes, he says, then learn how to do this. I will give you the book of heaven. I'm not going to give the book of heaven to everyone. I will give you the book of heaven to learn how to do this. Read this. Study this. And what does Jesus say? I will be standing right beside you as you read this. I will touch your mind so that you will understand this. I will touch your heart so that you will love this. And that's the thing about the divine will. You fall more in love with Jesus when you read the divine will. You fall more in love with the Blessed Mother as you read the divine will. You fall more in love with Luisa as you read the divine will. You fall more in love with the Vicar of Christ on earth. You fall more in love with his Holy Catholic Church. You fall more in love with the sacraments and sacramentals. Your life changes completely. You begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. And it's not of earth. It's of heaven. It's not of earth. It is of heaven. When you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, and sinning, it's because you're not reading. If you enter into worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, confess your sins. If they're serious sins, go to confession and get absolution from the priest. But say to Jesus, I want to return to live in the divine will. One with Luisa. Jesus says, fine, come back. And then stay there. But if you fail again, go say, I'm sorry, I want to come back. Jesus says, come back. But stay there. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. God will give you the grace. I guarantee you. Your life changes. And everything that you've been fighting all your life with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin slowly disappears. It's like water off a duck's back. It's not there anymore. It's not that you won't sin. It's the devil is afraid of the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary found in Luisa. It's not you. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. That's all what we're good at is sinning. But with Luisa, the more you're with Luisa, the more that you read, the more you study, the more put this into practice, the devil will not get near you. He can't. He's terrified of the new Adam or the new Eve. He's terrified of the newborn. Why do you think God made Italy look like a boot? Why did he put Corrado in its heel? So that every time the devil would look at that boot, he would be terrified. Then what does he do? He puts Rome there, the center of the church, for the time being. See, wherever the Pope is, that's what we will be. The Pope's in Rome. We are Roman Catholics. If the Pope moves to Cleveland, we're Cleveland Catholics. Wherever the Pope is, that's what we are. That's why to attack the Pope is what the devil wants. But again, Jesus said very clearly, the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against the church, which means it's going to be a full frontal assault, which is happening now. So he says very, very clearly, he says, here then is the necessity of the knowledges, he says, the wonders of my divine fiat, to dispose the souls, to attract souls, to desire, to want, and to long for this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, and for all the goods that are in the kingdom of God, as well as all the necessity that I, God, first choose one soul, Louisa Picaretta, who by living in my most holy divine will with her universal acts that my divine will itself administers to her, Louisa Picaretta, and to her children, which are divine acts, they may impetrate, may call down the kingdom of my divine fiat for all souls, past, present, and future. This is why Jesus has given us this gift of the divine will. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. This is ours. How magnificent is this, that our God has given this to us on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.